Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The authorities in the United States say they've uncovered more than a million more documents potentially related to the late paedophile Jeffrey Epstein that they plan to release. The news comes after thousands of documents were released last week. Sean Dilley reports from Washington.
For survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's abuse, the wait for disclosure has just got longer. The US Department of Justice missed a legal deadline to release all of the so-called Epstein files that were not exempt from disclosure by last Friday. It said the volume of paperwork meant the initial publication was incomplete. It promised to release documents in batches as soon as possible after officials had reviewed them to protect victims. The DOJ hasn't said how the US Attorney General for the Southern District of New York and the FBI came across the new material, but the amount of evidence the government department has been provided means the process of publication could take several more weeks.
The Electoral Commission in Honduras has officially declared Nasri Asfura of the Conservative National Party the winner of the presidential election 24 days after the vote was held. The outcome of the election was so tight and the voting system played with technical issues that hundreds of thousands of votes had to be recounted manually. The runner-up, the centrist candidate Salvador Nasrallah, has said he does not accept the result, alleging fraud at the Electoral Commission. Arjan Skippers reports.
Nasri Asfura's victory is part of a pattern, a swing to the right in Latin American countries. It was a narrow win, though, 40.2% of the votes for Asfura and 39.5% for the runner-up, the centre-right candidate Salvador Nasrallah. Nasri Asfura is a former mayor of the capital Tegucigalpa, and he was backed at the last minute by President Trump, who threatened to cut off aid if his preferred candidate wasn't elected. Hours before the latest result was announced, Mr. Nasrallah called for a recount of all the votes. He and other opponents of the president-elect say that Mr. Trump's endorsement of Mr. Asfura swung the outcome and amounted to election interference.
There's been an explosion at a mosque in the northern Nigerian city of Maiduguri during evening prayers. Reports say that at least seven worshippers were killed, with several others injured. The mosque is at the busy Gamboru market, popular with traders. Maiduguri has long been affected by a 15-year Islamist insurgency. The Israeli parliament has approved the first reading of legislation for a politically controlled inquiry into the Hamas-led attacks on October the 7th, 2023, rather than the independent investigation that families of the victims have demanded. The governing coalition voted for the bill, while members of the opposition ripped it up in protest. 14 countries, including France, Britain, Germany and Japan, have condemned the latest approval by the Israeli government of new settlements in the occupied West Bank. They have called on Israel to reverse the decision to approve 19 settlements, saying they violated international law and risked fueling instability. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Thousands of worshippers and tourists have attended midnight mass at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. Citing 2 years of darkness as a result of the war in Gaza, Jerusalem's Latin patriarch called for a Christmas full of light before leading the mass. The church stands over the site where the Bible says Jesus Christ was born. Shaima Khalil is in Manger Square in Bethlehem.
The first thing that hit me this time round that's different from the past couple of years is the sound, is the buzz of Manger Square. You come in and there is the sound of music and the carol singing that's been happening all day long. But it's also just the people, the families gathering dressed in their best, the children running around the square, some playing football, but also the Christmas tree, the visual representation of the heart of Christmas that has been absent for the past couple of years and that was lit for the first time this season. It stands there in all its glory and all its beautiful golden and red lights and that red star just opposite the Bethlehem Star.
The authorities in Syria say they've arrested a senior Islamic State leader near Damascus. Taha al-Zawabi, who is also known as Abu Omar Tabia, was detained along with several of his aides, according to a statement released by Syria's Interior Ministry. A suicide belt and a military weapon were also reportedly seized. 11 suspects have been arrested following a mass shooting at a tavern near Johannesburg. Witnesses say about 12 armed men stormed the venue and opened fire on patrons last Sunday. The suspects will face charges including illegal possession of firearms and unlicensed ammunition. The shooting is the second mass attack reported in South Africa in recent weeks. On day four of the Men's Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Morocco, defending champions Ivory Coast have beaten Mozambique 1-0. In the same group F, Cameroon won against Gabon, also 1-0. Earlier in Group E, Burkina Faso beat Equatorial Guinea 2-1. And that's the latest BBC News.